This is North Shore High School basketball. Tonight we venture into the Cape Ann League as the Hamilton Wenham Generals under Coach Mike DiMarino will play host to North Reading High School under the direction of Coach Joe Casey. So it's North Reading versus Hamilton Wenham. The Generals 9 wins and 3 losses on the season, and North Reading High School 8 wins and 1 loss. These two teams have each lost to Linfield this season. We'll be checking in with both head coaches in just a moment, Joe Casey from North Reading High School and Mike DiMarino from Hamilton Wenham High School. So hang in there with us. We also will just take a quick peek at the boys' basketball schedule on the North Shore tonight. Lynn Classical at Salem, Peabody at Marblehead, Lynn English at Winthrop, Danvers at Swampscott, Beverly at Saugus. The Revere at Gloucester game has been postponed tonight due to roof conditions at Gloucester High School with all of this rain. It's Masconomet at Rockport, Pentucket at Ipswich. There was no school in Ipswich today, but the games are on tonight for Ipswich Athletics. Newburyport at Amesbury, Linfield at Georgetown, Wakefield at Winchester, Chelsea at Essex Tech, and Whittier playing at Lynn Tech tonight. Plenty of girls basketball as well at the reverse sites, and in girls hockey tonight on the North Shore, it will be Marblehead playing at Beverly at the Endicott College Bork Arena. 7:20 face-off tonight. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for being with us. We're back in a moment with Joe Casey, head basketball coach at North Reading High School, here on MSO News Sports.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sarkisian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sarkisian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sarkisian Sportswear is the place to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
This is MSO News Sports, joined by North Reading boys basketball coach Joe Casey. And Joe, you're coming in here to Hamilton Wenham, a team that you had a great matchup with a year ago at your place.
Yeah, obviously this is a big challenge for us tonight. Hamilton Wenham is, you know, consensus one of the top teams in the league. They're playing good basketball. They're well coached. They have had a heck of a run the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. 2 years ago, being state champions. Last year, had a very, very strong team. We had a great game with them last year. Ended up beating them by one, really, right at the end. So we know we've got our hands full over here tonight. Mike DiMarino, head coach, does a great job with these guys in his second year. So we're going to have our hands full.
Well, they're coming off a loss and then coming home, and that doesn't, that's not a good formula as a coach.
No, it's not. And, you know, there's a bunch of us that are sort of all bunched in together. Obviously, they play in the small division of the Cape Ann League, but, you know, we'd like to think we're in the mix. Newburyport is a very tough team, particularly on the road. They've lost to Linfield, also, you know, consensus top team in the league. So, we've got to execute. We've got to get the pace going tonight. This is a really it's going to be a game of two contrasting styles. They like to slow it down, run their sets, run their offense. You'll see zone from them tonight a lot. We do not like to do that. We'd like to get the ball up and down. We'd rather get that pace going. So it's going to be interesting to see who can establish that early.
We'll keep an eye on that. Now, here's another thing, Joe. You guys haven't really had the full team together yet. You got 11 games left, so there's a lot of time here, but maybe give us kind of the injury update and that note as well, because you're missing one of your key players tonight.
Yeah, you know, we've sort of been hit by the injury bug, really starting, you know, right from the get-go, coming out of the gates. We're slowly working our point guard, Anthony Eldridge, back into the mix. It's coming off a concussion. He got whacked in Ipswich a couple of weeks ago, kept him out as a precautionary. And he's just getting back into the fold. We're just getting one of our wing players, Matt McCarthy, all scholastic running back. We're just slowly getting him back. I'd say he's about 65-70% coming off of a calf strain. And our latest hit was our sophomore forward, Matt Selecki, who had a couple of big games for us last week, and he had 21 against Manchester Essex and followed it up with a nice 12-point performance against Georgetown. Ends up coming down with a very freak toe infection that got much worse last weekend, and he ended up being hospitalized. Thankfully, he's on the mend and he's in good spirits, and we do expect him back. But you know, there's no justice in the sense that kid was just starting to get it and play well, and now he's off. So we've been dealing with a number of different things, but you know, we can't complain. We've got a lot of kids on this roster that have stepped up in their absence, and we're happy to be where we are at 8-1. But we also know that we've got a long way to go to get to where we need to be.
And for Matthew, what's interesting, you told me, normally you think, well, that's maybe an outpatient or a doctor's office visit, but he spent 3 days in the hospital.
Yeah, and, you know, thankfully his mom sort of took a look at it one day and got him into a foot doctor, and the foot doctor didn't like what they saw. So thankfully he got great care over at Winchester Hospital and doing well, and they're on it, and they obviously expect him to be fine. But, you know, as a parent and as a coach, you know, those are some of those scary things that you don't expect that are, you know, curveballs in life, but thankfully they got it, and he's going to be fine.
Gotcha. All right. Coach, can you run through your starting lineup for us tonight for North Reading High School?
Yeah, we are heavily senior. We're going to start with our backcourt. Cam Davis, number 22, is a kid that's filled in for Anthony Eldridge while Anthony's recovering. Cam's had a couple of nice games for us. He's athletic, does a nice job setting the pace for us. Our leading scorer, also in the backcourt, Mike McCauley, number 15. Mike is also a senior. Coming off of a couple of big games, had 22 the other night against Georgetown, followed that up with 19 against Rockport. So we really rely on him heavily offensively. Up on the front court, another senior, Anthony Maldonado, shooter, number 12. Shooter gets to the hoop and has the knack of scoring for us. And really up front, we've got Jackson Tormey, number 33, tall, athletic. We're going to expect him to guard, really do a good job for us on defense, usually guarding the other team's best player. And finally, in the middle is our senior. We call him a center. He's all of 5'11". But Bobby O'Donnell, he's our leading rebounder, football player type kid. That really has had a good year for us, averaging about 13, 14 rebounds a game. So that's what we're going with. And, you know, we play about 9, 10 guys, so you'll see us moving guys in and out and hopefully trying to get this pace of this game going.
Joe, he's one of those guys on the football field that just stand out. Is he, is that the same case on the court?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, certainly a football kid type first. His motor runs, he's a competitor. He's a classic case of you do not want one sport athletes in your program. You want kids to play multiple sports, and he is a perfect example of a football player that has given us everything he has on the basketball court.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, North Reading Coach Joe Casey with us here on MSO New Sports.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities, because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody, and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston.
Welcome back. I'm Bill Newell here with Hamilton Wenham boys basketball coach Mike DiMarino. And Mike, North Reading, I mean, you guys had a great game a year ago. I say, quote, air quotes here, great game. You guys came up down, you came up short by a point, but it was an exciting high school basketball game last year at North Reading that we did.
Absolutely. It's what you want out of a high school basketball game. Obviously, we want to win the game. But, you know, it was two great teams going back and forth. You know, there were huge runs in the game each way. And they just, you know, they were a point better than us that night. It was a lot of fun.
Just that home court advantage that night. Well, you got them home here this year. I think it's too bad you guys can't play twice a year, to be honest with you. But having said that, tell us about this season for you, for Hamilton Wenham. 9-3 right now. What have been the thumbs up, or what have been the where are you looking for improvement?
You know, well, we're still a young team. You know, we have eight juniors and a sophomore on the team, so we're trying to just get a little better every day. You know, we still make a lot of mistakes, but the kids play hard, they work hard, they give me their best effort every day. And you know, so far we've won more than we lost, but there's still definitely room to improve.
Are there injuries or illnesses that you're dealing with for tonight's game in particular?
No, tonight is actually the healthiest we've been in a while. We had a kid that had a dislocated toe, and the flu kind of ravaged our team a little bit. But we're kind of getting all the pieces back together, and everyone's starting to get healthy. So hopefully we can put forth a good effort.
Both of you guys have toe issues here. So does Coach Casey at North Reading. So now I interrupted my chain of thought here with the toes. But, Coach, as far as your team is concerned, what about style of play? How do you see this game contrasting or paralleling one another?
you know, we both play an aggressive style. I know Joe likes to get out and trap and run and play an aggressive man-to-man, and they do. North Reading does a fantastic job. We actually play a little similar this year. You know, we're starting three guards and trying to get out on the fast break and create easy baskets. So that's why, you know, last year was such a great game, because the teams play very similar styles.
Yeah. And you guys are now pressing and trapping it more this year than the previous years?
More this year, yeah. This is our second year together, and, you know, you try to coach to your talent and your lineup, and we're guard heavy this year. So, you know, we're trying to put forth a couple little wrinkles, and the trapping has been one of them.
Gotcha. All right, Coach, if you could run through your starting lineup for us for tonight for Hamilton-Wenham boys basketball here against North Reading.
Sure. Tonight we are starting guard number 3, Jake Lanciani. He's a junior. Sophomore guard, Billy Whalen, number 11. Senior captain, Nick DiMarino, it's number 20. Junior forward, James Lustig, number 35. And senior captain, guard, Ben Danforth, number 44.
And as far as any particular roles, you mentioned the three guards, basically he's doing three guards. Tell me about the size and the size and rebounding aspect offensively and defensively for you.
So what we had to do with the rebounding is obviously because we're undersized, we get back to basics, make sure to locate offensive players, box them out, and then go attack the rebound. You know, and the kids can do it. You know, we've done pretty well. You know, James is averaging almost 10 rebounds a game, and he's a big leader for us there. But, you know, it's difficult when we run into some bigger teams.
Yeah. All right, Coach, good talking with you. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay. Coach Mike DiMarino from Hamilton Wenham Boys Basketball with us. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
Welcome back to Hamilton Wenham. We're ready for the tip-off of tonight's game. It will be Hamilton Wenham winning the tip and dropping the ball back into backcourt. And they start up working the ball from left to right here at Hamilton Wenham High School. We're on the stand side, if you will, of the court here. Here's a take to the basket. A pull-up jumper from the right block doesn't go. Taken there by Hamilton Wenham's Ben Danforth. Rebound North Reading, and they head back up court. Just underway, first quarter here. There's a toss underneath for an easy lay-in for Bobby O'Donnell. We mentioned Bobby O'Donnell. What an impressive football player he was. One of several impressive football players on the very, very good North Reading football team this past year. 2-0 North Reading. North Reading with the away green uniforms. Hamilton Wenham, the home whites with the dark blue numbers and trim along the legs on the right side. Looking at man defense right now by North Reading High School. Outside three-point jump shot taken out there by Nick DiMarino, the cousin of head coach Mike DiMarino. In tonight's game, here's a pass into the paint stolen by Hamilton Wenham. Long down court pass, layup attempt, no ball, swatted out of bounds. It'll be a Hamilton Wenham basketball on the end line underneath their own basket. Just a minute gone by in the first quarter. North Reading leading 2-0 under the direction of Joe Casey. Inbounds pass comes to the left block. Pull-up jump shot is taken there and dropped in by Billy Whalen of Hamilton Wenham High School. We are tied at 2. North Reading drives from the right corner into the right block for O'Donnell. He goes down, keeps dribbling, but now lost the ball. Bobby O'Donnell on the turnover and a Hamilton Wenham basketball. Heard Coach DiMarino telling it that they're young, they make mistakes. This North Reading team, a very good team a year ago as well, but they lost maybe about 35 points out of last year's starting lineup with a couple of key players that graduated from the Hornets. Here's a left baseline take to the basket and a nice lay-in, a strong, strong move by Hamilton Wenham's Ben Danforth. And another steal at midcourt and a lay-in by Jake Luciani. Right back, Hamilton Wenham. They launch a three from the left corner by Michael McCauley. That doesn't go. An offensive board pulled down by North Reading High School. North Reading sets up outside. Bounce pass to the foul line now underneath. Another turnover, North Reading. And up court, and the Generals throw it away as well. So Ben Danforth, Bill Whalen, and Jake Lanciani with baskets for Hamilton Wenham High School here. O'Donnell holds the ball outside, now on a dribble toward the basket. From the right wing, pulls back out, gives it off to a teammate who slashes to the basket. That's Maldonado. Shot doesn't go. The follow-up, no. The follow-up again in. Jackson Torme with the 2 points. And it's 6-4. O'Donnell and Torme with the 2 buckets for North Reading High School tonight. 5.5 minutes to go, first quarter.
I'm Bill Newell. Great to have you with us here on MSO News Sports, the home of North Shore Sports Night, Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. A great bunch of guests last night, and that'll continue throughout the winter sports season and beyond. Here's a nice cut down low, a feed from the left block. A shot doesn't go, though, by Whalen. Rebound is tied up. Anthony Maldonado holding the ball for North Reading High School. The arrow of possession goes to North Reading, and they'll start it back up court. Long way to go here. The inbounds pass comes off for Cameron Davis. Two-hand pass down on the left sidelines. Cross-court pass back to Davis on the right side. He drags it in, and we have a turnover ball. North Reading out of bounds, another turnover. So a little bit sloppy in the early going here. When I wrote Cameron Davis's name down in the scorebook, I wrote down, this is where my head is at, folks, I think, Cameron Diaz. Now, and I looked at that a moment ago. I said, Cameron Diaz? How did I not notice that? So I don't know how that happened, but it's an interesting from transcribing it from the roster onto my scorebook. So those things happen, folks. But we're all set. It's Cameron Davis. Hamilton Wenham takes a shot. No good. The rebound followed up and put back up and in by James Lustig. Good follow-up there by the big guy for North Reading, and by Hamilton Wenham, rather. And they're up 8-4 are the Generals here at home. Outside, a three attempt by North Reading is drained by Jackson Torme. Just a little off-center from the top of the circle, and he drains a three. Nice, strong touch. And it's a one-point game with Hamilton Wenham leading 8-7, and they have the basketball. Bounce pass to the right side, well outside. Lanciani with it on the dribble. Looking at man defense again by North Reading High School. Hamilton Wenham sets up around the perimeter. No one really in the paint right now. Now a pull-up jump shot from just outside the foul line is drained by Nick DiMarino. That's his first points of the night. 10th for the Generals on the night. They lead 10-7, a three-point lead for them. Here's another three attempt out on the left wing. That's short, taken by Torme again. And Hamilton Wenham gets the rebound. We're underway here at Hamilton Wenham High School. A bump outside, and there's a foul. And that will be on Bobby O'Donnell of North Reading High School. Foul just outside the foul line. Not a shooting foul, so just a possession foul. And Hamilton Wenham will have it under their own basket as Bill Whalen will inbound for North Reading. Kicks it off in the corner, gets the return pass, does Whalen. Foul line jump shot is too long. Offensive board, though, pulled down by Lanciani. And they set up. Ball on the left wing, right in front of the North Reading bench. Up top for DiMarino. Kicks it off on the right side for Lanciani. He goes up top, straight on. Three-point jump shot attempt is no good by Danforth. Rebound North Reading's Bobby O'Donnell. O'Donnell kicks it off for Eldridge, Anthony Eldridge. He's been battling some concussions injuries, but so he's kind of working his way back into the lineup, as Coach Joe Casey mentioned in our pregame show. And we have a foul, a reach-in foul on Hamilton Wenham, excuse me. I think they're assessing that to Lanciani. That'll be his first, team's first. 2:59 to play, first quarter, 10-7. Hamilton Wenham leading. North Reading with the basketball after the foul on the inbounds. Eldridge inbounds off for McCarthy. Off on the right wing, a three. Bucket attempt, no good by Mike McCauley. Rebound, Hamilton Wenham. Up court with a three-point lead they come. Coming to the near end here, DiMarino goes down, a blocking foul. Tumbling down onto the hardwood here at Hamilton Wenham. I'd like to thank our two athletic directors tonight, Craig Genualdo, who will stop by in a few moments here at Hamilton Wenham, and Dave Johnson, athletic director at North Reading High School. 2:40 to play, first quarter, 10-7. Hamilton Wenham is leading. And they have the basketball. Lanciani up top, off on the left wing. A three attempt is no good. That was taken by Bill Whalen. Rebound, North Reading High School. Skying for it is Sean Tilton. Coming down with a rebound. Kicks it off on the right side. And a lay-in by Colin Boucher. 2 points there, makes it a one-point game, 10-9. 2:13 to play, first quarter. Hamilton won a basketball. Setting up from the left side. With it there is Lanciani. Lanciani on the dribble from midway down the sidelines left, back up top high on the wing on the left side.
Drops it off for Whalen. Shot clock down to six. Ball still way outside. Here's DeMarino into the paint. Strong move to the basket. Underhand layup. No. Rebound scramble for the ball. And it comes free to DeMarino. They kick it around. Swing it from left to right. A right wing three. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Matt McCarthy. Big football running back for North Reading High School. A sensational game we saw him play against Danvers earlier this school year at North Reading in the playoffs. North Reading sets up. Basketball on the right side. Eldridge pulls up. Jump shot bounces around and in for his first points. You can put that on, Craig, right there. It's 11-10 with North Reading taking a one-point lead here with a minute 14 to go in the first quarter here at Hamilton-Wenham High School. Generals have the ball, batted free for a moment in the left corner, kicking it back up on the left wing. Now into the paint, a big strong hook move there by James Lustig. Doesn't go. The rebound is North Reading's, and they start up court. Eldridge, very quick, kicks it out on the right side. A three attempt there taken by Michael McCauley. Offensive rebound pulled down outside by McCauley. Now they set it up again, trying to drive in from the right corner. Cross-court bounce pass on the left side. Now back with a cross-court pass off to the right corner. A drive to the basket, but they kick it out. Left wing, a two attempt there taken by Tilton. That doesn't go, and Hamilton Wenham comes down with a rebound. 30 seconds to go in the quarter, and North Reading is leading by 1 point, 11-10. Generals with it. A three out on the left side. No good. Rebound battered around. Picked up by McCauley. Starts to the basket, locks it for a moment. Eldridge picks up the loose ball, though, for the Hornets. He's on the right. He goes cross-court. Ball tip free. Whalen, big play there for North Hamilton Wenham, and he drives and lays it in. Bill Whalen with a nice steal getting into the passing lane. 3 seconds left. They'll bomb it at the buzzer at the end of the quarter. Nothing there, and the quarter comes to an end with the score. Hamilton Wenham leading North Reading 12-11 at the end of one quarter.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Welcome back to Hamilton Wenham. I'm Bill Newell, and Craig Genualdo, the athletic director here at the school, has joined us here. How you doing, Craig?
Good, Bill. How you doing?
Good.
Pretty good game we got going on so far.
Yeah, just about what you'd expect here. One-point game. I'd like to thank you for your tweet earlier today. He referred
legendary
Mike Mann, M-I-C Mike Mann, and it sounded so good. I sent you a message back. I think that could go in next week's obituary for me. You know,
you're not going anywhere.
I don't know if I become legendary. I don't think I have much longer to go. Hamilton Wenham with the basketball, quick shot, no. Another follow-up take, another strong move by Lustig, doesn't go. Two takes to the basket by Lustig, and there's a whistle. And we have a foul, and Lustig will go to the free throw line for two. He's a strong kid, but great.
Very strong kid, yep. Yeah, he's going to be a really good soccer goalie next year. He's a great kid. He works his tail off.
Tilton committing the foul for North Reading, and the free throw is good. So Lustig will get another one here. 13-11, Hamilton Wenham leading by two. Girls are at North Reading tonight, right?
Yeah, 7 o'clock tip-off. Girls beat Newburyport last Friday in a big game, so they're looking to seize that momentum and keep it rolling.
Yeah, the missed on the second one. Down court comes North Reading. A shot doesn't go. They get the offensive board, though. Set up again, throw it into the paint. Loose ball, scramble for it. This will be a jump ball. This might be North Reading's again. Well, Newburyport boys and girls basketball both doing pretty well this year, aren't they?
Yes.
Unless I'm missing something.
No, absolutely not. No, as of last Friday's game, I know their girls team was tied for first place with Pentucket. I know Newburyport's doing really well for the boys as well. And so, I mean, they got us. It was a great game. I wasn't there for the boys' game. It was a great game. And, you know, we lost that one on the road.
Baseline jumper from the right side by Cameron Davis is good.
That's why you got to love this league, though, because Every night is a huge matchup in the league. There's not a lot of difference between the best team and the last place team in the league. Every night's a battle, and the team's got to grind, and they have to play well to win, and that's what you want to see in high school sports, is a very close competitive league where kids have to do their best.
DeMarino on the left wing sends it back up on the wing where Danforth puts up a jump shot. It's short. It doesn't go. The rebound is North Reading. Tied at 13 here. They work it down low. A strong move to the basket underneath by Boucher. Doesn't go. And a big defensive board by Lanciani outside away from the bucket. Here comes Hamilton Wenham dropping it off. And a strong take to the basket by Lustick is good.
He's been working on that baby hook a lot with both hands, and you know, it's nice to see that. It's kind of some old-school basketball there.
It is a little bit, but right, it sounds like he's got old-school muscle to go
yes,
with it,
absolutely.
As you might expect. Yeah. There's a missed shot, a follow-up by North Reading by Reisenberg. That doesn't go, and we've got a foul on Hamilton Wenham.
It's nice seeing kids be able to work in the paint like that and do some up-and-unders a la Kevin McHale and use both hands.
Talking to Coach Casey earlier, but you know, it's just kind of nice to see a few football players out on the court too.
Yes.
I love both, but I like to see. But these North Reading football players are pretty good athletes here.
Yeah, and they're big and strong. I asked number 11 before the game if he had pizza hiding his shirt. He's huge. So strong.
Yeah, that's Bobby O'Donnell. Man, he is imposing on the football field as well. I mean, he just does it all.
Great young man too.
Yeah.
Great young man.
There's a knockdown and a steal. Pressure defense by Hamilton Wenham. They come up with the basketball, leading two, and they head up court. DeMarino with it way up top outside the arc. Up on the left side. Lanciani, two-hand pass off on the left for Lustig. He'll pull up and take that jump shot. Doesn't go. Rebound is grabbed by North Reading's Cameron Davis. Down court off on the right side. Kicking it back up top for Tormey, who has a three here tonight. Back down in the corner. Davis. Back down right corner jump shot. A three is good.
Nice shot
by Mike McCauley. 5 points here for North Reading here in the second quarter, leading now 16-15. Another back to a one-point margin again. I don't know how you coach these games. I mean, that's got to be crazy, huh?
I marvel at all the coaches in our league because I mean, that's what I was saying before. Every game's close, and every game goes down to the last couple minutes.
And there really has been a lot of that here this year. Missed shot by Hamilton Wenham. Rebound pulled down by Bobby O'Donnell of North Reading High School. They send it out to the right corner. No good. Shot follow-up and a take to the basket. Second shot by McCauley doesn't go. He took that jump shot from the right corner, then followed the shot, got the rebound off the glass, went up with a runner. That didn't go, so he's 0 for 2 there.
Kids are battling hard for those boards.
Yeah. Ball slapped out of bounds. It'll be a Hamilton Wenham basketball underneath. What else is happening here at Hamilton Wenham?
Well, so this winter has been busy, certainly. We got both basketball teams are doing well.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have varsity hockey for the first time in a while. We haven't won a game, but we've been battling very hard. We played Swampscott close twice in the last weekend, and they've had some big wins lately against some good teams. So we know we're getting a lot better. We're young. I could not be more proud of Coach Ryan and all those kids. You know, they're up and at them every morning practicing, working hard, and they never back down. That's been a big thing for us this winter.
Yeah.
It's been nice.
First, it was DeMarino with a take to the basketball. Dwyer followed it up. Dwyer gets fouled, and he will go to the line, followed by Tormey, and the free throw is missed. Boy, between Dwyer and DeMarino, those two guys know how to take it to the basket.
They do.
I mean, they're strong, solid ball players.
And they're well coached, and you know, they know how to get open, and people know how to get them the ball. So they work hard to get open, and the little guys know that, and they feed them.
Dwyer makes the second free throw, so he goes 1 for 2 from the line. And we're tied at 16, 4.5 minutes to play, second quarter.
I remember watching the Celtics with my grandfather when I was little. He said, games like this, you just wait till the fourth quarter because you know it's going to be close.
One of my grandfathers was not, I don't think he was the best basketball fan, but he said, you just have to watch the last minute, you know. But that was the old NBA,
sure.
You know. And maybe that's true, to be honest. There was a lot of time in the NBA, not too long ago, where you just kind of sat through the games and just watched the
This is so exciting, though. They're going up and down the court. They're battling for every possession. You can tell they really value each and every possession because they're going after it hard.
Yeah. We're talking about with the coaches in the pregame show. Coach Casey was saying from North Reading that there is a contrasting of style. His team likes to push it, and Hamilton Wenham might like to set up and slow it down a little bit and then set up and take a three like Jake Lanciani just did from the right corner and gives them a 19-16 lead. Traveling violation against North Reading in forecourt.
Jake really plays with a lot of swagger. I know Billy had an outstanding football season. He's got incredible court vision, but you know, Jake is an incredible athlete, and he sees the court and he plays with huge, huge pizzazz.
Whalen with it up court for North Reading, for Hamilton Wenham, excuse me, out to DeMarino outside the arc, up top. They set up. Now they're going into their more patient offense here. I haven't done a lot of that so far here tonight. Here's DeMarino outside, a three attempt, and that's too long. The rebound pulled down offensively, though, by the Generals, and they draw a foul. Good offensive board by Cole Dwyer.
He was in the middle of some trees in there, and he pulled that one down. That was impressive.
Still, Lustig is a monster out there, really.
He just works his tail off. There's very few kids that work. I mean, well, they all work hard, and I don't want to compare, but he works his tail off.
Here's DeMarino grabbing some space for himself on the right block and banks it in for the 2 points. 21-16. Here's a 5-point lead for Hamilton on Wenham. That's probably their biggest lead right now of the night. 21-16. Here in the second quarter, three from the left corner by the general the Hornets of North Reading. It doesn't go, and the rebound is pulled down by Hamilton Wenham. Up court, Lanciani with it, comes to the right side. They set up Wayland outside. Fakes left, goes right, down in the right wing out to Lustig, holds the ball, setting up. DeMarino up top, around the perimeter, from right to left, the ball moves. And here's a take to the basket around the baseline. No shot blocked. Rebound, though, picked up by Hamilton Wenham. Now the ball goes over the end line. It'll be a North Reading basketball with 2:41 to go, first half.
Great defensive possession there by the Hornets. They hung tough.
They needed a stop right there, and they got one. Trailing five here with 2:41 to go.
Isn't this a great atmosphere?
Oh, yeah.
Crowd's good. They're excited. They're into the game. Got Coach Hoke over there in the front row, probably trying to jump out of his seat.
Oh, where? Right down here? Oh, okay. I got you. Here's a pull-up jump shot. It doesn't go by Lance. Who got that?
32.
Know? Okay. That was Boucher who nails that follow-up two-pointer for North Reading High School. Lanciani out on the left side for Hamilton Wenham as they set up, flashing a couple of people through the paint, but being very patient, moving bodies around the perimeter of the paint. Now up top, a pull-up three, jump shot doesn't go. The rebound is pulled down by Boucher of North Reading. With a chance to tie here, trailing three, they turn it over, though. Back comes Hamilton Wenham, a two-on-one, a pull-up shot blocked one more time. Good block there by Sean Tilton of North Reading High School. They come down, fumble the ball away, and Hamilton Wenham's DeMarino comes up with it. Oh, he's at both ends of the court. Big, strong, kind of forward player. They kick it out in the left corner. A three taken there by Danforth in the corner. He got it, and it's 24-18, and a timeout has been called here. We can stay right here.
Perfect. I would guess you'd need a break. They're going up and down at lightning speed here.
Well, that's what you're here for.
Yeah.
You're giving me a break here. Yeah, back and forth here. And you know, and it's great to see the game and see it from start to finish, and you see these different players with their different skill sets.
Right.
You know, it's not, and in high school basketball, every team kind of has that unique.
Yep.
You know,
their own signature.
Their own
sure.
signature, yeah. Some coaches may not call it a signature; it's just who we are.
Right. Well, no, I mean they.
I know what you mean, though.
Yeah. Right. Most of the coaches have, you know, kind of core beliefs and core values that they believe very strongly in, and ways that they feel like they can win, and they work hard at it. They believe in it. We have great coaches that kids, you know, all across the league that the kids buy into, and they believe what they're selling, and, you know, they work, these guys work hard, and the girls and the, all the boys and girls in the Cape Ann League, they practice every day, and they're working very, very hard, and it's fun to see them on game night.
Anything new as far as the league itself is concerned, like that topics that the ADs might be discussing on a monthly basis?
No, we've had a couple. This year, what we've been really excited about is we've had a couple sportsmanship summits.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
And
traveling violation on North Reading. I'm sorry.
No, no, it's fine. So we were very proud of that. It was something we always say that nobody's going to be perfect, but we want things that are important to us to be at the forefront of our minds. We want to be able to continually educate different kids and kids that, you know, not just the senior captains. You know, we want to educate all the kids in the schools, all the kids that are in the stands. And so far this year, the crowds have been great within the league, and that might go unnoticed, but it's something I know the ADs are very proud of.
There's a takeaway, a steal by North Reading High School against Hamilton Wenham. They come down, take a shot, miss. Here comes Hamilton Wenham quickly back on the attack. A drive to the basket by Danforth. The shot doesn't go, but he draws a foul. I think that might be on Tilton. Mm-hmm. It is his second foul. So Danforth will go to the line for 2 points. I'm glad that came up because I know that was a mm-hmm. a big thing. I'm mm-hmm. trying to think when that was, but was it a year ago you guys started that?
Well, it was a year ago we started talking about it. Yeah. We had one in maybe late October heading into the fall state tournaments, and we had one just prior to the basketball game season. And we had guest speakers, and we had kids leading clinics. When we read the pregame announcement before the game, that was something the kids came up with, the kids from across the league. At every table, there was one kid from every school, and we made a video, and it was great.
Ben Danforth hits two free throws for Hamilton Wenham, and they're up 26-18, under a minute to go here in a fast-moving first half. Eldridge with the Hornets, dishing it off for McCauley, who goes cross-court left with a pass. Down in the corner, back up top to the wing, a pull-up, no, they send it back outside to Eldridge. Ball lost. Here's a take to the basket. A shot is missed. Coming down with it is North Reading High School. The rebound by McCauley. And the Hornets settle it down. 20 seconds left in the first half. Eldridge outside. Now they pass down low. A turnover. Right back is Hamilton Wenham. A take and a drive and a lay-in.
Made that one.
Oh, Lanciani with a big basket there. And the inbounds pass is tipped out of bounds. There's still 5 seconds left. North Reading will get it back in backcourt, right in front of their bench, trailing now by 10 points. Slow inbounds pass, Eldridge with it, not aware of the time maybe, starts up over midcourt, will not get a shot off.
That was a nice run to end the half.
Yeah. Well, anything else here?
No, I just, as always, I want to thank you guys. You guys put such a professional face on what we do, and this is a big deal for us. I mean, it's a big night in the league. North Reading's doing excellent. You see the third and fourth graders running out on the court so they can get their experience on a big varsity game night. And we can't thank you enough for all you do for sports on the North Shore. You guys are amazing.
Great. Well, Craig, I've got Sean on my head here. I got to tell you the mistake I made here, Craig. Let me just show you this mistake that I did. So I'm doing the North Reading lineup, and I'm writing down the names and numbers. Yeah. And I write down number 22, and I write down Cameron Diaz. Now it's Cameron Davis, rather, and I'm looking through the lineup just before the game saying, now, wait a minute, they have a Cameron Diaz? That would have stuck out for me.
I might have noticed that one myself.
And anyways, I don't know how that happened, but I was explaining that earlier. All right, I know you got to run here, but we're good. So.
Bill, thank you so much. Okay. I can't thank you for all you do, my friend.
All right, Craig,
all right, enjoy the rest of the game.
Yeah, take care. Okay. Craig Genualdo, the athletic director at Hamilton Wenham High School, with us here on MSO News Sports. We're at the half with the score Hamilton Wenham 28, North Reading 18, and we're back with more just ahead, so stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613. Stop in at 268 Rantoul Street or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill. At the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peabody. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
MSO Newsports.com, MSO Radio.
We are at the half here at Hamilton Wenham High School with the score Hamilton Wenham 28, North Reading 18. Hamilton Wenham coming into the game tonight at 9-3, playing, on their roster, 8 juniors. That's the big number, 5 seniors, a sophomore, under Coach Mike DiMarino. Bill Whalen leading, one of the leading scorers with about 12 points for this team. James Lustick with 14 points and 8 rebounds, so he's around a double-double. Ben Danforth averaging about 10 points, and Nick DiMarino averaging double figures as well for Hamilton Wenham coming into tonight's game with about a 10-point average. He is the cousin of head coach Mike DiMarino. So those are some of the leaders. They have 3 losses to Linfield, Malden, and Newburyport. But they're averaging about 17 steals a game per game, and that has been the key here, I think, in this first half. They've been able to take the ball away from Hamilton, from North Reading a few times here in the first half. So some of the stats that you see throughout the course of the year so far, through the first 12 games for Hamilton Wenham, are kind of playing out here against North Reading tonight. Meanwhile, North Reading High School, kind of a senior team. They're led in scoring by Mike McCauley's 13-point performance. They are missing Matthew Selecki tonight due to an infected toe that actually found him in the hospital for a few days. However, they do have Anthony Eldridge coming back following some concussion time, symptoms of a concussion. So he's been out for a few games, but he did work into the lineup some in the first half here tonight. Bobby O'Donnell, big rebounding guy, has had a decent first half here tonight. Mike McCauley averaging about 13 points per game, their leading scorer for North Reading High School. So he's had a solid first half as well. Games ahead, this North Reading team will play Masco at home on Thursday night in their next game. Meanwhile, Hamilton Wenham boys will travel to Ipswich on Friday night in their next squad. So, you know, North Reading trying to gain some consistency. It was a very close game. It was really a 1-2-3 point game throughout most of it until the very end, where Hamilton went and put a run on to close out the first half and build it up to a 10-point lead. That would be their biggest lead of the basketball game so far tonight. We'll step aside. We're back with the second half, so stay with us right here on MSO News Sports. You're home for North Shore Sports Night Monday night at 7 in high school hockey tomorrow. I think it's about a 6:20 game tomorrow. It will be Winthrop playing at Danvers. That should be a really good game from the Bork Arena tomorrow night, and it's all right here on MSO News Sports. Do check back on the website for the latest news on that game tomorrow right here on MSO News Sports.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South, Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Hamilton Wenham. I'm Bill Newell. Courtside here, getting ready for the second half of tonight's game. Boys basketball games getting underway now. Lynn Classical at Salem, Peabody at Marblehead, Lynn English at Winthrop, Danvers at Swampscott, Beverly at Saugus. The Revere at Gloucester game postponed due to the roof and leaking roof at Gloucester High School tonight. No game there. So we're here at the at Hamilton Wenham, 6:30 start here tonight. So we're underway now with the second half, just underway. Hamilton Wenham basketball to start the second half. And a pull-up jump shot by Bill Whalen is good. And that gives Hamilton Wenham a 12-point lead, their biggest lead of the night. North Reading back on the attack. The player slaps the ball out of bounds, and it'll be a North Reading ball underneath the basket. Just about 31 seconds gone by in the first second half, rather. North Reading to inbound underneath their own basket. Comes to the right baseline, a take to the basket, a pass into the paint, taken away by DeMarino of Hamilton Wenham. Upcourt pass swatted out of bounds by North Reading. It'll be a Hamilton Wenham ball underneath their basket at the far end of the court. North Reading only scored 7 points in the second quarter as Hamilton Wenham outscored them 16-7 in the second quarter, so that was the difference there. It was a one-point game at the end of the first quarter. Here's a reach-in foul on North Reading. I think that's on O'Donnell, and that would be his... Wow, they got him for three. Okay, I missed one there. So O'Donnell, that's huge if he gets three personal fouls, and he does right now for North Reading. So that's a tough break for the Hornets. Just underway here in the second half. Lustig at the free throw line hits the first free throw. He'll have another. A shooting foul. Lustig of Hamilton Wenham. Free throw is in the air. Right hand touch is in and out. And the rebound fought for, and North Reading grabs it. Up court, pass into the corner. North Reading sets up. They trail by 14 points here. Trying to get some points. They've went into a scoring drought in the second quarter. Here's a reach-in foul as North Reading's Anthony Maldonado took it in from the left wing. Fouled right at the foul line. It's a on-the-floor foul, not a shooting foul. So it'll be a North Reading basketball on the end line underneath their own basket to the left corner. The inbounds pass goes into the corner, working it around the perimeter up top. With the ball there is McCauley. Michael McCauley starts right, goes left, now back right with a pass. Off for Tormey. For Davis, and a cut and a drive to the basket. A nice strong move by Boucher. Took a nice feed, came down the right block. the right parallel there and laid it in off the glass. 32-12, 12-point Hamilton-Wenham lead. North Reading trying to come back into this game, but here's a strong take to the basket on the left side, slicing in James Lustig. The shot doesn't go, but he draws a foul. That's on Maldonado, I believe. Yep, that's his first foul. And Lustig goes to the free throw line for two more shots here. He's already had two here in the second half. First one's in the air. It's good. He'll have another 13-point general lead here. Second one's in the air. That's good. So Lustig goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And the lead is 34-20 right now for Hamilton-Wenham High School. Hornets of North Reading have it. Cameron Patch with it out on the left. Check that. It is North Reading's Pormey to the basket. Shot doesn't go. Now the ball rolls over the end line right near us here. And it will be a North Reading basketball. Inbounds pass goes to the right side. A three from the right wing is no good. And the rebound is pulled down by big James Lustig of Hamilton-Wenham High School. They sprint up court, send it into the corner. Now back out on the left wing. DiMarino a three. Nails it. Nick DiMarino with a three. 37-20, 17-point lead here for Hamilton-Wenham. Now they steal a ball again on North Reading in forecourt. DiMarino takes the pass, comes down with a long, strong drive to the basket. It doesn't go. Rebound tipped around. Goes over the end line. It'll be a Hamilton-Wenham. It'll be a North Reading basketball. Boy, they need stops and they need baskets now. Again, their scoring has kind of dried up. They got 12 points in the first quarter. I'm sorry, 11 in the first quarter, only 7 in the second quarter. A right wing three attempt doesn't go. Off defensive rebound by Hamilton-Wenham's Ben Danforth. Pulling it down, dropping it off for teammate Bill Whalen up court. Off with Danforth coming in from the right corner back to Whalen. A three on the right wing. No. Rebound North Reading High School. McCauley with it. And he takes it and dribbles up over midcourt on the left. Comes back right. Now slices to the foul line. Kicks a pass out on the left side. A three-point shot is nailed there by North Reading's Cameron Davis. Up court, North Hamilton-Wenham, Lustig lays it in. Just a strong, big move to the basket from the left of the bucket. Banked it off the glass and in. Under 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 39-23. Hamilton-Wenham leads and they steal again. Lustig takes a pass in the paint, starts up court himself. The big guy now drops it off and they set up the offense. DiMarino holds up top, off on the right side for Danforth. Danforth's way out on the wing on the right side. Now goes to the dribble, goes cross court left. Lustig a three. No. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll be a North Reading basketball. Winthrop at Danvers Hockey tomorrow night. About 6:20, I believe it is, from Endicott College, from the Bork Arena. And it's all right here on MSO News Sports. 39-23. Hamilton-Wenham is leading in this game. North Reading has the basketball here in the third quarter. They have it stripped away again. Down court, Hamilton-Wenham. A shot doesn't go. It goes out of bounds. Defense coming back. North Reading basketball. 4:12 to play in the third quarter. 39-23. Hamilton-Wenham with the lead. North Reading with the basketball. Kicking it down into the left corner. McCauley sends it back up on the right wing. Almost cross court there. Eldridge with it. Eldridge kick. Two hands, a pass into the corner, a drive to the basket. They pull it back out. Now a pull-up jump shot left side. Doesn't go by McCarthy. Matthew McCarthy. And the Generals nab a rebound. A defensive board, and up that court they come. From the near end to the far end here. 3:43 to go, quarter three. They're up 39-23. DiMarino holds the ball outside on the wing. Now starts to the basket. A move, a drive, a runner. Off the glass and in. Nick DiMarino. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Man open underneath. And a catch is made. A shot doesn't go for Matthew McCarthy. And the rebound is Hamilton-Wenham's. No second shots right now for North Reading either. See a big guy coming, getting ready. Sean Tilton ready to come in off the bench. Here is DiMarino to the basket. Down the paint. The basket goes and he's fouled. So he'll have an attempt at a conventional three-point play here for Hamilton Wenham. And the foul goes on Colin Boucher. That'll be his first foul into the game. Sean Tilton out of the game for North Reading. Jackson Tormey. Free throw by DeMarino is good. 44-23, and North Reading throws the ball to Mike McCauley on the end line. He can't hang on to the pass. It goes through his fingertips and out of bounds. Hamilton won a basketball. Well, this is not the night the coach, Joe Casey of North Reading, wanted to see his team play. On the other hand, Hamilton Wenham has come to play here. Here's DeMarino feeling it, coming to the foul line, kicks a pass back out to Danforth. He takes it into the paint, and Lustig rather, and Lustig puts it in for the 2 points. James Lustig with a dribble from the right on the pass from DeMarino, then into the paint and a pull-up jump shot. North Reading back on the attack, underneath, a put-up rolls off. Boucher had it on the rim and it just wouldn't go. It's that kind of night right now for North Reading High School. Right back on the attack, Hamilton Wenham after getting the defensive board. And they set up. On the dribble, Danforth outside, working there. Underneath, pull-up jump shot, doesn't go off the glass by Grinnell. And North Reading gets the rebound. Up court, Eldridge kicks a pass out to O'Connor in the corner, and that doesn't go. Follow-up, though, is put up, and oh, it went in and out. Oh, man, Tilton had the ball go into the cylinder, and it came back out. Again, the kind of things happen when you're trailing 46-23. That's the way it's been for North Reading here from the second quarter on. Hamilton went a basketball on the defensive board under 2 minutes to go third quarter. They work it down to the low block left side, a turn and a spin, and a basket is good by Lustig. Big night for him. 48-23. O'Donnell getting ready to come back into the game. He's got the three personal fouls for North Reading High School and have been on the bench. Eldridge works it around the perimeter off on the right wing. A three attempt is good by Michael McCauley. He's got two threes now in tonight's game for a total of 6 points. 48-26 the score. Hamilton went with the lead. And the basketball, Danforth over midcourt, guarded closely. Now comes back from left to right. A pass to DeMarino, to Whalen on the wing on the right side. Down right block, a turnaround shot doesn't go from Lustig. Defensive board, North Reading High School. Back on the attack, a reach in and a bump. Foul committed by Bill Whalen of North Reading High School. Minute two to go in the third quarter. It'll be a North Reading basketball on the sidelines right side in forecourt. Bill Newell with you here on MSO News Sports. Thanks so much for being with us. You can always email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Here's a three-point shot on the left side. Doesn't go. Taken there by Reisenberg of North Reading High School. Defensive board by the Generals. And up court comes Bill Whalen and Hamilton Wenham. Off for DeMarino in the middle. Off on the left for Danforth. Holds the ball one hand on the right outside the arc. Cross court right, down on the right for DeMarino. Two hands over his head, looking inside toward the paint from the right wing. Now starts, drives to the basket, gets hammered. Puts a shot up. The shot doesn't go. Let's see who they charged that foul with. It could very well be on Bobby O'Donnell. Nope. But it also could have been on the... It is on O'Donnell. Yep. So there's four on O'Donnell. DeMarino, if he was trying to draw that fourth foul, well, he did a great job sliding by one defender, working his way in, finding O'Donnell, and by that time, he was had a head of steam up going to the basket, starting from about 10 feet out on the right wing. Just outside the paint. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Hamilton Wenham is leading 48-26. DeMarino's free throw, no good. He'll have another. He has 8 points in this quarter, 12 in the game. DeMarino's second free throw is good. 49-26 is our score. North Reading High School with the basketball. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Around on the left side. Aggressive defense now being played by Hamilton Wenham High School. left a man open on the right wing with a take. It is Ryan O'Connor. Pull-up jump shot doesn't go, and Hamilton Wenham gets the rebound out in the corner. They chase it up court, and it's DeMarino nailing a three from the right corner. To second three. There's a bomb by North Reading at the end of the quarter, and the quarter comes to an end with Hamilton Wenham leading 52-26, doubling up North Reading High School through three quarters here at Hamilton Wenham High School.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Welcome back to Hamilton Wenham High School. We're now just underway here in the fourth quarter. North Reading is trailing 52-46. They have the ball, and they turn it over in the paint. Down court. Hamilton Wenham, Danforth, spins out with a pass up top for Whalen. 52-26, 26-point lead. Here's a pull-up jumper for a three for DeMarino, and he nails it again. Nick DeMarino with a big game here tonight. Big second half for Hamilton Wenham High School. 7.5 minutes to go in the game. Here's a three from the right side, taken there by North Reading's Ryan Connor. That doesn't go. And again, Hamilton Wenham pulling down the rebound. DeMarino up top, holding it, kicking it out on the right side, back to DeMarino outside the arc up top, out near the center circle. He starts to the basket, a strong move, a take, a shot doesn't go. It was deflected by the defense. Offensive rebound, though, pulled down by Hamilton Wenham's Camp Grinnell, and they set up again. A minute gone by in the fourth quarter. Here's a stake to the basket, and Bill Whalen drives and banks it off the glass for 2 points, and he's got 8 points in the game. 57-26. Steal, Hamilton Wenham, a take to the basket, and a lay-in by Bill Whalen. Make it 10 points now for Whalen. 59-26, 6.5 minutes to go. North Reading High School, a jump shot, right at the foul line doesn't go, but there is a foul now on the call. So Lionel Bean will go to the line for two free throws. The foul is on Wosepka, Jack Wosepka for Hamilton Wenham. Free throw is missed by Bean. He will have another. A few more subs coming in for Hamilton Wenham High School. 6:24 to go in the game. Second one is in the air, and that is no good. Rebound tipped around, and the rebound is pulled down by Alexander Winch of Hamilton Wenham. Winch working with Renault into the game. Now another Alexandre Renault for Hamilton Wenham. Setting up, working around the perimeter. 2 minutes gone by in the fourth quarter. Working it to the left baseline, double, and now the kick outside, the ball around the perimeter. 4 seconds on the shot clock. A right wing three attempt is no good by Grinnell. Offensive board, though, pulled down by the Generals, resetting the shot clock, and they pull it back out. 59-26, 5:45 to play in the game, and a new shot clock for Hamilton Wenham. Now a cut to the tape to the basket, and a good block there, but the ball comes free. Boucher of North Reading with a nice defensive block there, reaching up, not allowing that shot to really get off. Now a reverse take to the basket by Renault is good, and it's now 61-26 Hamilton Wenham. 5:20 to go.
take to the basket, and what a great season. And that was Boucher with the take to the basket for North Reading. So he'll go to the line, fouled for two shots. Well, certainly one of the regular season blemishes that Hamilton Wenham suffered last year was at North Reading. So a little bit of a payback here tonight for the Generals. Free throw is good by Boucher. Foul has been called. I don't have that number on the board who committed that foul. Second free throw is good by Boucher. And they did not post that foul here. So two free throws made by North Reading High School. It's 61-28. And Hamilton went in with the basketball. They set up offensively. 5 minutes to go in tonight's game. 61-28. Cut underneath and a lay-in by Cam Grinnell. North Reading back on the attack. Kick out on the right corner. A three attempt there by Connor. No good. Rebound grabbed by North Reading, by Hamilton Wenham High School. Grinnell with it. A drive, a shot, no. A follow-up, no. A traveling call on Hamilton Wenham. North Reading basketball, 4 minutes and a half to go in tonight's basketball game. Pushing foul underneath. Not in the bonus yet, so it'll just be a North Reading basketball underneath. Foul is on Dwyer. Another substitution for North Reading. Timothy Peach coming into the game. Into the game. It is Burke Reisenberg to inbound for North Reading on the end line. No, I checked that. That is, it is Reisenberg. Two hands, pass to the right corner, a take to the basket, and turnover on the pass. 63-28. Just over 4 minutes to go in tonight's fourth quarter. Hamilton Wenham leading North Reading here on MSO News Sports. Hockey tomorrow night. Winthrop playing at Danvers at the Bork Arena at Endicott College. Here's a Hamilton Wenham turnover. Player cutting to the middle. The pass was back out to the wing on the outside. Turnover. Hamilton Wenham turning the ball over, and North Reading getting the ball and starting back up court. Now 4 minutes remaining in the game. 63-28. Hornets of North Reading trail. They have the basketball on the right side. Pull up jumper from the right corner. A three attempt doesn't go for Jared Gonzalez. And Hamilton Wenham nabs the rebound. Boy, they've been solid on the boards here tonight. And even though we have a lot of subs in the game right now, the game outcome is pretty much decided here tonight as they're playing out the final 3:40 of the game. Shot, miss, rebound, follow-up, but there's a foul. Jack Wilsepka went up for the follow-up. He got the offensive board, went up, and when he went back up, that's when the foul occurred as he got the offensive board. So Wilsepka will go to the free throw line. Number 34 makes the first one. Nice little free throw touch with the right hand. Wilsepka will shoot another. And that is no good. 64-28 the score. Rebound loose on the floor and a reach and foul. Wilsepka committing that foul. So it'll be a North Reading basketball. 16 fouls on Hamilton Wenham, 5 on North Reading here in the second half. But North Reading High School's Bobby O'Donnell with 4 personal fouls, so he's not playing, and a lot of subs in the game right now anyway. Here's a 3 from the right wing, nailed by Michael McCauley. That's his 3rd 3 of the night. He has 9 points for North Reading High School. 64-31 our score. Just over 3 minutes to play in the game. We'll have a quick wrap here and keep you posted on some other sporting events. Get some post-game reaction up at some point on the website on this game. And we also invite you to check out, here's a turnover. North Reading has the ball, a take to the basket, a good strong lay-in by Cameron Patch. Mike McCauley of North Reading High School. 64-33 the score. Weaving up court for Hamilton Wenham is Alexander Renault. Now a take inside. A nice inside move by Alexander Winch. Oh, man. He
He used a head fake, a little shoulder fake, went down low, came back up high with the lay-in. Nice take to the basket by the Hamilton Wenham player. Here's a North Reading cut to the basket. A shot doesn't go by Lionel Bean. His follow-up is tied up by Hamilton Wenham. We have a possession ball, and it will be a Hamilton Wenham basketball with 2:15 to play. Substitution into the game. Going out of the game is Burke Reisenberg for North Reading High School. Into the game, looks like Ryan O'Connor just checked in. Yeah, Ryan O'Connor was the player that just came into the game. Hamilton went on basketball. They come into forecourt, right side. A shot doesn't go. The follow-up is an air ball. And here comes North Reading back up court. Charging up court with the basketball is McCauley. Kicks it back out. A straight-on jump shot put up there by Jared Gonzalez. That doesn't go. And the rebound is pulled down by Wasepka of Hamilton Wenham. 1:45 to go in tonight's game. Hamilton Wenham leading 66-33. Generals send a pass into the paint. It's rejected back out, but they control the basketball on the perimeter. On the left side, Wasepka goes cross court right to Winch. Winch comes back to the left with a take to the basket. It's deflected out of bounds. His shot, kind of trying a running hook shot there with a couple of seconds left on the shot clock. Take a look at that. So the shot never really got to the rim. 2 seconds on the shot clock, and Hamilton Wenham will inbound. See if they get a shot off here. They pick it down low, a cut to the basket, a shot doesn't go. North Reading gets the rebound. Ball never hit the rim. North Reading back on the attack. Minute 17 to go in the game. Ball pull up, jump shot left wing, no. Hamilton Wenham with a rebound. 1 minute, 8 seconds to play in tonight's game. 66-33 our score. Winch with it outside. Jump shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Connor. Connor up court. Off on the left wing side. Back out on the right. A take and a foul outside. As you can tell, a little head cold here tonight. Got to live for 48 more seconds here. That's what we got. McCauley's free throw is good for North Reading. 66-34. He'll have another. It's in the air. In and out. Rebound fought for, and it's a traveling violation against Hamilton Wenham. So Hamilton Wenham, traveling violation. North Reading basketball end line underneath their own basket. Pass comes up, back up top. O'Connor with it. Now down on the right. Return pass to O'Connor. Cut to the basket. Shot goes up, but it doesn't go in, but there's a foul. And Ryan O'Connor will go to the free throw line for North Reading. 40 seconds to go in tonight's game. Again, a very fast wrap after this. Free throw is in and out by O'Connell. Ryan Connor. Second one is no good. Rebound pulled down though by Wasepka. And here comes Hamilton Wenham back on the attack. 30 seconds to go. They go down deep right corner, setting up, working it around the perimeter. Renaud with it outside, working it around the perimeter down into the left corner. And ball is kicked outside. Up top, back on the left wing. A number that I don't have, 32, takes a shot, doesn't go. 9 seconds. North Reading basketball stripped away by Hamilton Wenham. 4 seconds, 5 seconds. General start up court, and that'll do it. 66-34, our final score. Hamilton Wenham gets their 10th win of the year. They go to 10-3. North Reading suffers their second loss of the year. They fall to 8-2. Let me just see if I can calculate a couple of scores. James Lustig, 14 points for him. James Lustig of Hamilton Wenham High School. And then Nick DiMarino for 10 12, 14, 16. Oh, wait a minute here. Hang on here. We'll take one fast break, and then we'll be back with more just ahead. Hang in there with us.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sauk Asian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sauk Asian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SaukAsianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sauk Asian Sportswear is the place to go.
All right, I got it. Here we go. Nick DeMarino, high scorer in tonight's game. I got him for 20 points. James Lustick with 14 points. Bill Whalen with 8. Jack Lanciani with 7 points for Hamilton Wenham High School. Their leading scorers in tonight's game. And over on the flip side here, it looks like Michael McCauley was high man for North Reading High School with 12 points in tonight's game. Colin Boucher ended up with 8 points in the game. Yeah, so there you go. Those were their high scores in tonight's game. Final score here, 66-34. Hamilton Wenham High School beats North Reading. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for being with us here on MSO News Sports.